So I've just arrived at Friend's House, right next to Euston Station in London, and I'm here for the big Triodos meeting, the launch of their current account. If you're not aware of Triodos, they are an ethical bank. I know, I've got the word ethical and bank in the same sentence there. How is that possible? Well, look them up. And they've got an ethical market outside. If you look at my Twitter account, @documentally, you will see a little 360-degree video I've just taken to capture people milling around, looking at the stands. And one stand that particularly caught my attention was selling travel products and anti-malarial bite repellent, all kinds of stuff. I've managed to find the... Are you the CEO by any chance?
I am the CEO and founder of Incognito, that's correct.
What's your name?
Howard Carter.
And I believe you are an expert when it comes to the science and chemistry behind preventing mosquito bites. In fact, you advise the government.
Yes, I'm as far as they're concerned, I'm a mosquito bite prevention expert, and whenever there's an outbreak somewhere in the world, they call me up.
So you decided to get straight to the source and actually find, would you say these are ethical products?
They're definitely ethical. I contracted malaria whilst using 100% DEET back in 2000. I was also taking anti-malarials. The DEET didn't protect me from getting bitten, and the anti-malarials didn't stop me from getting malaria. And then I went for a recuperation of 11-day holiday trip to Thailand and picked up dengue fever using the same thing.
So the secret recuperation.
Yes, recuperating from malaria, I picked up dengue, which was no fun at all because I was flown back and had to go to the hospital of tropical diseases. And I was singing along the corridor, "It's a nice day to have a fever," at the top of my voice, because I was completely, you know, lost control of my faculties, and I was lucky to be alive. So in that unit that I was in, the seed was planted that, you know, something needed to happen. So I went around finishing off the job I was doing in publishing. I went to, I wasn't much good at doing it after the malaria and the dengue. I went around the world trip. I never didn't do my gap year, so I went around the world. And I wanted to do something, something good while I was going. So I looked at finding ingredients that were natural for me to protect me from mosquitoes. So I spoke to doctors, healthcare professionals, indeed anyone, shamans, anybody that could give me these ingredients. So by the time I'd gone around the world, I'd had nearly 100 ingredients. So what did I do with the 100? Well, I needed to go around the world again to see which ones, which formulations, which combinations worked in which countries. And by the end of it, I had whittled it down to 20 that worked pretty much everywhere. And so then after that experience, my partner suggested that I bring this to the world, and that's what I decided to do with a bit of persuasion. And I had this vision that I wanted it to be green, I wanted it to be ethical, fairly traded, and work 100% against malaria. Obviously that didn't happen straight away. It took took 5 years of trading and also research to get up to clinically proven to protect against malaria, which it is now, and it's
wow.
On every bottle, provided you sleep under an impregnated mosquito net.
Of course, because there's always going to be a square centimetre of the body that may have sweated off or be exposed that you didn't cover. Although, when it comes to coverage, you've got a surprising amount of products that contains the ingredients, and on reading the label, it looks like it's mostly based on eucalyptus.
Yes, that's a very confusing technical question, because the active ingredient is called Eucalyptus maculata citriodora, which is a natural form of PMD. In fact, the one we use is the strongest.
PMD standing for?
Oil of eucalyptus,
okay.
Rather than 3,8-diol methane. So that ingredient works 100%. The concentration that we have it works 100% against Zika-carrying mosquitoes, dengue, chikungunya, yellow fever, for 4 hours solid, and then good protection for 8 hours. But 100% means that you can't get bitten if you use it properly. So this Eucalyptus maculata citradora can actually be made from eucalyptus, or it can be made from a stronger species of citronella, and then it's modified, it's distilled, it's concentrated.
Can you talk through some of the products that you've managed to get this ingredient into?
Well, the flagship spray, of course, is known to many people. It's been in Waitrose for a long time, thanks to Prince Charles taking an interest in us early on, inviting us to exhibit on his front lawn, which was good. So the ingredients, so it's in the spray. We've now got it all into a roll-on as well. Those are the 100% effective. We've also just put it into a sun cream insect repellent, a natural sun cream insect repellent, and that would protect you should protect most people from in Europe, right, from getting bitten.
What kind of factor is that?
It's a factor SPF 25. It's a broad spectrum as well. So we're able to protect people the maximum way possible, both from, you know, two of the most damaging things on the planet, sun and insects. In fact, as you know, more people have been killed by mosquitoes than all the wars put together. So the actual sun cream is in sugarcane plastic, which is for every kilo of sugarcane plastic made from sugarcane plant, it stops 4.6 kilos of carbon being in the atmosphere.
Wow, so
we're already carbon neutral, we were, but now we're actually sequestering, capturing more carbon. So we're actually going to be carbon positive in a very short space of time with the launch of the sun cream last week. We've only put it in a couple of places at the moment, Waitrose and Holland and Barrett, because we want to get it out ethically. In fact, I've turned away a big pharmaceutical company, which I won't name, but I'm sure your listeners can guess, because I don't believe they are ethical. Well, in fact, they tried to copy us, so they're definitely not. But anyway, we won't name them in the Twitter sphere.
Oh, fantastic. I'm really excited to have a closer look at what's going on. I've got a eucalyptus tree in my back garden, which always seems to be shedding a lot of leaves. Could I just... No, I probably couldn't drop it into my still that I don't technically have.
You couldn't really do that. And the tree alone won't repel the insects. A lot of these ingredients have to be the steam distillated. So that's the most healthiest way, that's the most efficient way, and it's the purest way of getting these ingredients into the bottles. But the other products that we do, like the hair and body wash, special loofah soap, and a ordinary luxury soap, citronella soap, the reason we make these is because ordinary ingredients, ordinary cosmetics, toiletries, contain attractants to mosquitoes.
Wow.
And other insects. I mean, you've just got to put some of these, if you want to do the test, you could be in a tropical country, you put your shower gel, shampoo on a bench, and just see what happens with the insect population. And you've only got to look at a lavender bush as well in the summer. A lot of people think that lavender is a good thing to put into a repellent. It does repel certain insects, but it also attracts a whole lot more. So it's not really a very good idea to have. So how you wash dictates how attractive you are in the first place.
And that brings me on to the deodorant that I'm always drawn to, because I've used it for over 5 years, maybe 10 or so. I think I picked it up when I was traveling in Thailand, the non-aluminium based crystal arm deodorant. And if you're listening to this and you are still putting noxious chemicals with unknown properties into your very sensitive armpits. I'm telling you, it's absolutely revolutionized the way I deodorize and stay smelling as hormonally fresh as I do. Yeah,
well, you're talking about the deadly aluminium hydrochlorate, which is associated very strongly with Alzheimer's as well. So the deodorant is, we've put a twist on it. We've put added a small amount of organic citronella, which, funny enough, after a few days' use, it's quite hard to smell as a human. But of course, mosquitoes have so much detection equipment, they can detect things, in fact, more things than like a stealth bomber, because they're incredible organisms. You've got to respect them, because they've been around six times longer than us for 120 odd million years, and they, you know, they can detect a human from up to a mile away. Yeah. You know, from average is like a kilometer. The average mosquito can detect a human or other mammal from a kilometre away.
And me, I think it's a slightly bit more. I seem to be the one everybody likes to hang around, because I'm the magnet. And as like yourself, I did pick up, I guess it was a milder strain. It took me a few years for my blood count to drop down. But malaria, whilst working in Africa, being on Larium at first and then other prophylactics didn't help.
Nasty.
Using DEET, which was a horrible irritant to the skin, if it's in quite often undiluted in some of these countries. Almost.
I know, it's despicable. It's a known pesticide. It's been confirmed as a neurotoxin by Vincent Corbell in his 2011 study. It is nasty stuff, and yet, in fact, the Europeans now are starting to phase it out. They're banning any concentrations above 50% now. But it's also, according to the Journal of Insect Science, as soon as you put DEET on, even if you put 98.9% DEET on your skin, you're straight away you are attracting 10% the share of the mosquitoes around you. And that's fact. According to the most respected sort of peer journal, you know, on the planet. And this is for scientists. They actually did this test for scientists that are working in the insect field. So it is not good at all for you or the environment, of course. And why would people use it when there's a natural alternative? The only difference is, the only downside is, that this doesn't quite last as long. It lasts maybe a couple of hours less than the DEET. That's a small price to pay when you consider this is incognito. It's non-greasy, yep. Smells great. You can put it on your clothes, you know, and I don't want to do any more DEET bashing on the...
Well, I was going to say, there are other ethical mosquito repellents available, but are there?
Ethical? people thought it was an oxymoron when we launched, but it is... There are some other natural. I don't know of any other ethical ones, to be honest with you. Some might give some money to charity, but we give, you know, 10% of our profits to charity. We give it direct. We like to focus on. We don't like to put it into a big charity where you lose 70-90%.
You're going for impact.
Yes, we've had some amazing. Projects. Got products on the brain at the moment. It's been a nightmare to launch this sun cream, I can tell you. It's not easy with all the regulations.
And the weather.
Yes, well, yes, now we want people to use it, but I suppose most people will be using it.
Well, now it's out. It's out, and I'll definitely be taking a closer look at that. Howard Carter, thank you very much. Where can people find you and your products online?
They can find me through our website, which is lessmosquito.com. Less mosquito, all one word, LESS. And there's also information on there. There's an icon, how to avoid mosquito bites, on the homepage. If people click on that, that gives a whole lot of free information, and it is a really good resource especially for people in other countries, poorer countries. And then there's retail outlets, but there's also independent health shops. They can all, if they haven't got it on their shelves, then please ask them to order it in, because I like to support them, and it's a good way. We need more independent health stores rather than these global corporations.
And we will end on that fine point, which I must say I do agree with. Thank you so much for your time.
No, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.